What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Anonymous Sports Medicine, with none other than the very popular Anonymous ATC. So for this episode, I'm going to intend to reference Anonymous as either Anonymous or as Guy Fawkes, because on the profile of Anonymous ATC, it has the Guy Fawkes Max mask from V for Vendetta, which is a, I don't know, I've been telling Sarah that I need to go back and watch that movie again, because it was, I don't know, it was just a really good movie. So I need to go back and watch the Guy Fawkes, the V for Vendetta. And so that brings us to our guest, Anonymous. Also, like I said, I'm going to call Guy Fawkes. So I am your host, Jeremy Jackson, and I got my students here helping out. So why don't you guys say hello?
Alexis.
Kimani.
And then we got other students doing other jobs and making up some work. This will be sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/anonymous. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/anonymous. And so the big question is, Mr. Guy Fawkes, where did this idea for an anonymous account come from?
Well, to start off with, I need to lay some basic information out. I'm not the original creator of the account. I took over the account back in June of 15. The account was more or less started for a way to vent without retribution from employers or other fellow ATs. Got pretty popular from that. I was a regular contributor via my own personal Twitter account that was somewhat anonymous to help provide me some protection for my employers as well. And he or she, whoever the original anonymous was, contacted me via DM about taking over. And so it just kind of rolled from there.
Okay, so the original idea is just a way for you to post something on social media, to have an outlet or to ask a question without the pushback from your employer. So you can ask a question or you can make a comment without somebody saying, oh, well, you're going to get fired for what you post on social media.
Exactly. Yeah. It started out just as a way to either vent or post situations that they were dealing with that wouldn't fall back on them, that they couldn't get reprimanded or fired for.
All right. And you said you took over the account and when?
It was June of 2015.
All right. So for over 2 years, you've been managing this account, and there's obviously been some benefits and some drawbacks to this kind of thing. So for you, why did you agree to continue this account?
Well, it's a large account, lots of participants. It's something I contributed pretty regularly in, either submitting my own stuff or just commenting on different situations people were dealing with. And so I was like, yeah, you know, this sounds great. I'll try it out. And just kind of went from there. It's had its ups and downs for sure. It's a lot to handle, especially considering I work full time as well. Lots of pros and cons, though.
All right. And just to be clear, I have kind of adjusted the EQ, so the settings, so the voice is not going to actually match the person. So hopefully if you're, if you're that interested in finding out who Anonymous is, you can't do it off of the voice track here. So just so you know, it has been adjusted. So, all right, Mr. Guy Fawkes, what have been the benefits for you of running this account?
As far as the benefits, it really hit me, I guess. It was probably a couple months after I started. I had a DM from a particular person that was having issues where she was working. Didn't really have anyone to speak with that could help her. She just basically needed someone to give her some support, an outlet, basically. And I actually had a lot of conversations with her through the DM about what she was doing, other than just tweeting out her DM needing advice. I gave her some personal experiences I dealt with, and it was the thanks and gratitude from her helping her through that really made it worthwhile at that time, that, you know, hey, I am, you know, helping out. And it's amazing. Every once in a while, I'll get a DM from someone, hey, thanks for helping me, you know, spread the word on what I was needing help with, because they were coming up with roadblocks left and right and just needed to get a broader base to get their information out. And it really helped them. And so I get thanks all the time through the DM for helping them. And even though I'm anonymous, I've met and conversed with people through DM from people all over the world and different levels of the profession. So that's been entertaining as well.
Okay, so kind of follow that there. I know you said you got to kind of mentor and, and be a positive impact on others, but how do you, as an anonymous person, get to meet others? Is it just saying just through the Twitter and the interaction, or is it actually in-person interactions?
It's been a little bit of both. Most of it's going to be through the DM, DM interactions with people. As far as the only people that I know personally, I've got to interact with, but there's very few people who know who I actually am. I could probably count them on one hand.
Wow. Very, especially you guys right here in my class, you were speaking with a very elusive person right here. Got it? Only a few people, maybe five people. So I did look it up. You have about 7,500 followers on Twitter. There's like 28,000 tweets. And even as I was just looking at it right now, there's, like you said, it's kind of a full-time job as well, because it's constant tweets or retweets or copy and paste from from the direct message over to the deal. So tell me a little bit about what, like how much time does it really take?
Well, it's not like I set down a specific time every day to do it. As I'm working, I definitely had to turn off the notifications off my phone whenever I first started, because that was wearing me out considerably. So for my Twitter, for the anonymous Twitter account, I have it set so I don't get any notification from it, because even with it just buzzing my phone, it was too much, especially at night. So what I do is I'll just briefly look at it from time to time. I get a couple minutes. I look at it, see if I have any notifications, look through it really quickly. That's one of the things I probably need to do a little bit better is reading everything that I try to retweet, because there's been a few things that I kind of glance at it and think, oh, that's okay, and I retweet it, and then someone's comments on it saying, whoa, you know, did you read through this, because it was a little controversial or something, you know, not PC with it. And I'm like, oh, hold on, let me go back and, you know, go through it again. But I set aside time to do it throughout the day. But whenever I'm busy, either with events or even family time at home, I set it aside, and I have block times that I don't look at it at all. But I try to keep up with it pretty regularly.
All right. So that's one of the things that I've learned as I listen to, you know, social media marketers kind of thing, is that, you know, if you set, okay, this time every day is when I'm going to deal with Twitter, or this time I'm going to deal with Instagram, that kind of thing, though, that's more beneficial, because it makes that time more productive, and the rest of your time with whatever else you're working on, if that's paperwork or dealing with athletes or family time, makes those other times more productive as well. And so I can only imagine how active or how... just how much time would be needed on Twitter or on your phone or the computer if you were to constantly be getting notifications.
Yes, it was overwhelming at first. I had to learn how to deal with it. I also had to learn how to take either a charging cable to keep my phone charged all the time, or a battery pack to keep my phone charged up, because it will drain it, especially if you're on it a lot during the day.
All right, so talking just a little bit more about that, I don't even want to do that, because I don't want to talk about your employer, because it's, you said there's less than five people that know, and so we're going to just stay away from that altogether. All right, so some of the drawbacks, you've already mentioned that it's time consuming, but what are some of the drawbacks of having ATC Anonymous, so an anonymous account?
Well, you can't really tell everyone about it. You know, you're supposedly somewhat famous on Twitter for this account, for managing it, and you can't really tell everyone about it, brag, I guess you could say, but I mean, that's part of being an athletic trainer. You're generally not in the limelight, and so that's not too hard. Most of the cons that I have dealing with the account are some of the tweets that we receive. For instance, when people send in a reply to a comment or for a tweet, they generally don't look to see what else is tweeted, and so I can end up with 50 comments saying the same thing because no one reads the other replies before they decide to send their own. So I've got 50 replies saying the same thing. Or they'll converse in 20 tweets toward a reply versus making a long screenshotted, you know, note and posting that just once. They'll send in 20 tweets trying to reply to the same thing. And so I try to give, if there's good information in a tweet that someone sends in or in a reply, I try to retweet that to get that out there. And it's hard with some of those people that
send in multiple tweets, because I don't want to fill everyone's feed with all this. So it's beneficial, actually, if people could, if they have a lot to say, just say it in a note, screenshot it, and then post it. Also, people who wait, I know a lot of people, I mean, I'm on my phone constantly, but I know a lot of people don't get on Twitter very often. But when people comment a week or longer after an original tweet, I generally don't retweet after that anything they say, because it's, I guess, past the prime of that tweet. And the repetitiveness of the questions, that was the biggest thing to get over, is every month it's the same questions over and over. I wish there was a better archiving way to view previous tweets besides just using hashtags, because that would cut down dramatically on the number of same questions that get asked month after month. And as you said, I get new followers every day. And so those people don't generally go back and look and see what's been asked. And so they'll keep asking the same questions, even though it may have been asked a couple of weeks ago. If it's something that's pretty recent, I try to respond back to the original DM and say, hey, you know, we just talked about this last week. If you go back and look, you'll get some good information. But for the most part, it's usually too far in the past to do that. And so it can get very repetitive.
All right. So what else are some of the not good parts about having an anonymous account?
Well, as far as the tweets themselves, or...
Sure, let's talk about the tweets there.
Okay. Some of the tweets that just really aggravate me, I guess you could say, anything concerning clothing. There's always an argument about khakis versus whatever. Every time I see one of those come in, I just want to bang my head on the desk, because I know that no matter what, no one's going to agree on it, and it's just kind of a revolving door type discussion always. Also, when people complain about other professions, just in generalization, saying they may have had an issue with an individual of a certain profession, but they block or group in, you know, well, this happened to me, and all of these in a certain profession are this way. And it just, it creates arguments, and I end up sitting there and babysitting the conversation, basically. Another one is when we have conflicting opinions, which everyone has their own opinion on lots of things. I mean, if everyone got it agreed, there wouldn't be much discussion on social media for sure. But for instance, person A states their opinion, person B states their opposing opinion. Neither one changes the other's opinion on the topic. And then A restates their opinion differently. B does the same. And then it becomes just a revolving door conversation, and I'm kind of stuck in hell along for the ride, because neither one will change their stance, and they're just reiterating their same position each time. And then, of course, the old age trainer versus athletic trainer, you know, not being called trainer. I understand where everyone's at on that, and it's just old seeing it all the time. It just comes up every so often. It's just another one of those that gets rehashed every so often, and that makes it really drawn out whenever you get a lot of those conversations every so often. It just makes it a lot harder to deal with, I guess you could say. Makes me regret, I guess you could say, having the account some days whenever it's just nothing but those negative tweets. But then again, we get the positive tweets every so often, and those really make it worthwhile.
All right, so I'm going to go to my students here for just a minute. Most of them are on social media. So, Kamani, I'm going to start with you. Kamani, what would you see as a benefit to having an account to where you could post something to and somebody that's anonymous would send it out for you?
I think I would find it weird somebody else was responding for me instead of me personally responding for myself.
Alexia, All right, so the account, ATC Anonymous, it's a place for athletic trainers to send, as we're saying, Guy Fox. So it could be a confession, or it could be, hey, I need some opinions on this. Or again, I'm only making up a tweet here, but I could say, man, my boss, my principal here at Pasadena High School, but I wouldn't say Pasadena because I want to keep it anonymous. My principal here is really being a jerk and not supporting me and doesn't want to give me any money for budgets, that kind of thing. What can I do about it, right? Because if I put that out, then everybody knows that I'm talking about Pasadena High School. And again, I'm just making up a tweet, right? I don't feel that way about our principal, Mr. Saavedra, at all. Let me be clear. And so... So given an opportunity to get anonymous or feedback in an anonymous way, how do you think that would affect you?
I think it would help because they're not, nobody's going to know that you're the one who says it. Like, you're kind of like, it's like a mask, not a mask, but you're hidden from people knowing that you said that personally, and you get advice back. Like, you get feedback from it.
All right. And Felicia, what would be the negative that you see in something like this?
The negative I see in this is like, basically, it's like making you, like, you don't have a voice. You're making someone else giving the voice to put it out there. You're not standing up for yourself. Maybe someone else standing up for you. That's a negative.
Good. So that mask can easily be a beneficial thing to where you get advice, but it could also be a crutch to where you're hiding behind it and you're afraid to actually speak up for yourself. And you're just saying, oh, well, I'll let somebody else ask the hard questions. I'll let somebody else do the hard work and I'll just kind of sit back. So good, good. All right. So Guy Fox, we are. You mentioned some of the tweets that, you know, you didn't read all the way, or some of the ones that are repetitive. Discuss some of the ones that you probably have said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not gonna repost that. Or is it just, I'm gonna repost everything because that's what I'm gonna do?
Well, my philosophy on the account going into it was always, I'm going to be Switzerland. I'm going to be neutral on it. Anytime I have anything I want to include into the conversation, I do from my own personal account. That way, I'm not biased or anything to anyone. But there are some instances on what I will not tweet out. Anything with blatant profanity in it, I ask them to clean up the language that I'm not going to send it out with blatant profanity laced throughout it. Anything really demeaning to another profession, I'll just ask them to restate their position in a more appropriate manner. I won't go in to say, well, that's not PC, but I try to get them to, you know, restate it in a little differently. Let's see.
You ever get advertisers like saying, oh, hey, you know, tweet out my newest tape or whatever, something like that?
Yes, I get that a lot. And at the same time, I like to send it out every so often. If it's something that's going to benefit the profession or the individuals that follow me, I will send it out so that they have, you know, that option of always, hey, you know, that's interesting, I'll look into it. And if not, they can just delete it or just go past it. They don't have to read it. Now I've had some that blatantly will try to push it constantly. Hey, send this out. You know, I'll give you free stuff. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm here for. But I'll give them the token shout out, the, you know, the first time. But I do like to help the profession any way I can in that aspect of, you know, advertising whatever thing that could help them in their daily lives. For instance, we have a follower that he's an athletic trainer that also makes the water cows and Frio Hydration. Little shout out there to him. I like to support him. So anytime he sends anything in to me, you know, he's helping the profession. So I'll retweet it for him, get it out there because he makes a great product for the athletic trainers. He actually listens to the input of what's needed. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him a shout out. I've had some that have this device that they say will help with this or that. And if it's not AT related, I pretty much, that's really not what we cover here, but thanks, you know.
Yeah, I got you. That works. That works. So on the same note, I do want to contact or mention Rob. Obviously, Rob supports the podcast, and Frio Hydration supports the podcast. And National Athletic Training Month will be coming up soon after this podcast is actually released, and we'll be giving away a prize, and they've committed to doing that. But I recently had an issue with one of the Frio Hydration units, and so I want to be completely open and transparent. We're slightly off topic of the anonymous, but you brought up Frio Hydration. And so the problem was I was having a leak. So I contacted Frio. They said, okay, well, here's normally what that problem is. See if that fixes it. All right. So right away, I went and checked and tried to fix it. It didn't work. So then immediately, again, they said, okay, well, let me send you out another part to try and fix that. And so everything is going to have a problem. Nothing is going to be perfect, especially something when it's being used by meatheads all day long, when they're pulling on hoses or throwing their helmet on top of it. And it's about the response time, about somebody getting back to you. And so again, Frio Hydration is not perfect. They're a good, solid product from good, solid athletic trainers, and the response time I've experienced has been great. And so I want to continue to encourage you to take a look at Free Hydration for your hydration needs there. So, all right, so Guy Fox, we're talking about Anonymous ATC, the Twitter account that you were asked to run a couple years ago. What has been the most, I don't know what they say, smack my head or whatever it is where you hit your hand to your forehead or like jaw-dropping thing that you have seen sent to you to be like posted out either as a question or anything like that?
Oh goodness, I couldn't even begin to narrow it down. It happens frequently. I also have to step back and remind myself that a lot of times some of the stuff that's sent in, it's new graduates that don't have anyone to, you know, ask any questions from, or, you know, everyone's been there before. I was fortunate. I had great mentors that, you know, hey, I could ask them a stupid question and they wouldn't think anything of it. At the same time, I'm like, oh, really? Did they just ask that? But then at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, I was new once. And, you know, especially if you're somewhere that you have no outreach, you have no one to speak with, to converse with, to bounce ideas off with, you know, it can make you think, wow, how can I, you know, get advice for this? And so they'll send in a question and, you know, they may not be thinking properly at the time, but I'm like, well, you know, I'll throw it out there, get them some advice, get them some help, because they evidently need it. Now, on the flip side of that, there's been many times that people send in something and I'm like, do they not know what Google is? I mean, just google.com and there you go. I mean, it's like one of the first four things that pull up. So, you know, a lot of times I don't know if it's necessarily they're just want to be lazy and throw it out there, or they just want to be able to submit something. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's an everyday thing, but at least once a week, I'm like, wow, someone really asked that. But, you know, that's what I'm here for. So unless it's just something that doesn't pertain whatsoever, I'm going to send it out and see if I can get them some help.
All right. Any other thoughts you have as far as why it is important to kind of keep an account like this going?
Well, it has a lot of good. I like to keep the variety. I know the original purpose of the account was just something for, you know, to either vent or, you know, to maintain privacy so that you wouldn't get in trouble for retribution. But I mean, it's developed since then. It's become a place to share, you know, positive, good tweets about the profession. LSU athletic training will send in stuff all the time about bettering their department there. Good things that are happening with them. The feel good ones are great to get in. The funny pics and tweets, that was pretty much something I was part of before I took over the account. I was a regular contributor of just, I mean, I would see something funny. I'm like, hey, you know, for the guys or gals out in the trenches every day, you know, this is something, give them a chuckle, get them going. And then of course the information gathering, that's really taken off as far as people asking in for advice for various things and not wanting people to call them stupid or, you know, hey, you know, but as far as, you know, that goes, the negatives, it can become too much. I know there's lots of people who comment on the account that, you know, they left because there was too many negative tweets, and that's just part of it. That's the whole reason the account was made, was for people to be able to vent as well. That's just part of it. I tried to tone it down a little bit and not retweet as much of that, but I mean, that's just part of life. And for some of those people, they have no one else to speak with, to vent for, and or to vent with, and so it's an outlet for them, and hopefully it helps them. But at the same time, I don't want it to become all of that.
Yeah, and again, going back to, like you said, the mentor, the place to vent, this podcast has actually been a great opportunity for me to interact with people. And, you know, I have the email list, or I'm on Twitter, or I'm on Facebook. But the number one thing for me as far as doing the podcast is having someone say, hey, I really enjoyed that. Or like I said, Laura Kunkel. But there's people that say, hey, great job. But then there's also people that have called and said, hey, I really appreciate it. I've learned a lot. One of the guys that I'm going to be talking to that's in the UK said, hey, man, I learned it. I've been listening to it ever since. Sean Reedy has been a solid part of the podcast since he contacted me and said, hey, dude, I was thinking about doing this myself, but then I listened to yours, and so I didn't even need to. But he's also helped it grow, and we've worked together in different things as well. And so the opportunity to interact is just great. And I really appreciate the you taking the time to join on the podcast and then just share the positives about it. Because I do see some of the people like, this account is so dumb, or they're like attacking you personally, even though this account was set up just as a retweet account kind of thing. And so they're like,
exactly.
Anonymous, why are you're so mean, so hateful, what do you tweet out? Well, look, that was somebody's question or somebody's comment that, as I've been saying, Guy Fawkes is just reposting because that's kind of the rules of the game here. So
And it's explained on that in my bio on my Twitter page that, I retweet out, what you DM to me. And there's been several times where I will have someone, hey, how can you say something like that? And I'm like, that's not me. or they try to reply back to me personally about a topic. And I'm like, nah, that's not me. That's someone who DM'd, which brings up something really important, actually. I actually do delete the DMs once I'm finished with them, unless I have an ongoing conversation with them for some reason, like yourself. I've kept our conversation on my page, but for the most part, as soon as I'm finished with the conversation, either tweeting out their DM, I delete it, because I didn't do that very frequently whenever I first started, and it adds up quickly. I mean, hundreds. And so as soon as I get finished with a conversation, I delete it. And I've actually had someone confront me over my DMs, saying that they thought someone was talking about them. Can you tell me who it was? I need to confirm whether or not it was this person. And I'm like, well, number one, it was 5 hours ago. I don't know who it was. I've deleted it. Can't help you. Yeah. I said, even if I did have it, I wouldn't do something like that. That defeats the whole purpose of the account, but I do not keep that information. As soon as I'm finished with it, I delete it.
Yes, because I remember actually probably a year ago I asked the same thing. I wanted to ask somebody a specific question based on one of the tweets, and you're like, sorry, I delete that. I'm true to my word. So again, that's a very, very good thing that you delete those, that you have an opportunity to be anonymous and either ask questions and get help or vent and just let off some of that steam in a way that is less harmful. So, all right, Mr. Guy Fawkes, obviously we can't contact you via email or phone, but ATC Anonymous or Anonymous ATC on Twitter. So if you type in either one of those, you will find him with the Guy Fawkes mask. Any other parting comments?
No, it's been a pleasure. I thank you very much for doing this. I'm not generally a big speaker with the audiences, and I get a little nervous, but this was very nice. I appreciated the opportunity, and just to get word out about the account that, hey, I'm a nice guy, get it, Guy Fawkes. But, I'm here for everybody. So send in their information, and I'll help them best I can.
All right. This is Jeremy Jackson, host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, and my students here helping. We are just finishing up talking with ATC Anonymous about the Anonymous account. And again, if you want to reach out to Anonymous, send a something like that, just ATC Anonymous or Anonymous ATC. Either way, on Twitter, you'll be able to find them with the Guy Fawkes mask. I am Mr. Jeremy Jackson, or this episode is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/anonymous. And that is a wrap.